President Trump says he didn't care much about opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling until he found out other presidents had tried to and failed. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports on what Trump said today at a Republican retreat in West Virginia about the long fight over whether to allow drilling in the refuge.
And Anwar.
Trump brought up the subject as he recounted his 2017 accomplishments.
And I never appreciated Anwar so much. A friend of mine called up who's in that world and in that business said, is it true that you're thinking about Anwar? I said, yeah, I think we're going to get it. But, you know, he said, are you kidding? That's the biggest thing by itself. He said, Ronald Reagan and every president has wanted to get Anwar approved. And after that, I said, oh, make sure that's in the bill. It was amazing how that had an impact. That had a very big impact on me, Paul.
He seemed to be addressing House Speaker Paul Ryan there. Trump did not identify the friend he credits with turning him around on the importance of opening Anwar.
I really didn't care about it. And then when I heard that everybody wanted it for 40 years, they've been trying to get it approved, I said, make sure you don't lose Anwar.
Trump added that he believes it will be great for the people of Alaska. He also called it one of the great potential fields anywhere in the world. Alaska Wilderness League Director Adam Colton has fought for years to keep the refuge undeveloped. He says the president's casual attitude toward a wild place millions of Americans want to protect is frustrating.
So, yeah, I mean, maybe he's aware that this was a political win, is a political win, that he can chalk up. But does he understand the issue? Does he understand what's at stake? I think the cavalier nature of the comments suggests that he doesn't.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan was in the room for Trump's speech. As he tells it, the president has cared about Anwar since at least last March. That's when Sullivan and Senator Lisa Murkowski brought Alaska maps to the Oval Office and briefed Trump for nearly an hour on state issues.
After that meeting, you know, seeing him in different settings and stuff, a number of times, he would ask, hey, Dan, how are we doing on Anwar? Are we going to get that done?
Sullivan spoke from a chartered bus as the congressional Republicans made their way back to the Capitol from West Virginia. He says he's not sure why Trump told the story as he did.
I don't know. I mean, you'll have to ask the president. You know, could have been a playful remark, having a little bit of fun.
Congress approved opening Anwar in its tax overhaul in December. The act calls for 2 lease sales on the coastal plain of the refuge in the next 7 years. Alaska Wilderness League says Congress should repeal the legislation, and environmental lawsuits are almost certain. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.